Good morning, everybody. I think we're about to start. So first of all, my name's Pauline Ross, and I want to welcome you to this beautiful Great Hall of McGhee within this gorgeous Gothic building that we're very proud of, and may it grow and grow and grow and grow. You're very welcome to our city, and for those who have never visited the town before, or maybe coming back to revisit it, you're a very special welcome to you. This city is so loved. It has very names. We've given it a whole lot of names. You may know some of them. The Dura, the Derry, the Londonderry, the Stroke City, the Wall City, the Maiden City. And there's a couple of women there would know what the Maiden City means. It means in the 60s when we were growing up, there were seven women to every man in the city. So there was competition. And the one we really liked that was sort of created during our City of Culture year, Legendary. So we're hoping that your 2 days at the Exchange Summer School will be truly legendary for you. The 2 days is about conversation and ideas. And what we want from you is those ideas, those conversations. We want the passion and the enthusiasm that you have for the love of your work and the work, your community service within the third sector, that we can talk about the challenges ahead for us and the potential, looking at where we've come from and our future within the sector at this time in Northern Ireland. But, and may you be bewitched and always keep returning. So, how did we get here in this time in June? And the journey is this. In 2008, the Esme Fairbairn Foundation and the Henry Smith Charity joined forces to launch the Northern Ireland Development Fund. Its aim was to contribute to a strong and independent Northern Ireland voluntary and community sector and to help shape a resilient, cohesive and vibrant civil society, given the difficulties that any post-conflict and still deeply divided city faces. Their aims were deliberately aspirational. Our hope was that by giving exceptional leaders in the voluntary and community sector the freedom of unrestricted grant funding, they could generate examples of how things could be done differently. Our challenge to them was simply stated: develop and implement fresh thinking and approaches to addressing long-standing and emerging problems, to raise the profile and credibility of the voluntary and community sector, and to influence decision-makers and share learning and good practice with others. In 2008, 10 years after the Good Friday Agreement, they decided to test a new approach to funding alongside our existing programmes. The first years of the Northern Ireland Assembly were very challenging and contested, resulting in its suspension in 2002. They saw the restoration of devolved power in 2007 as a time of offering a unique opportunity for our sector, the community and voluntary sector, to support that change. Building a society that overcomes its historic divisions and responds to the needs and aspirations of all its people calls for the best of everyone. The sector has much to contribute in informing emerging policy and social priorities, promoting a new focus on the need and in doing change to demonstrate better ways of doing things. At the same time, they recognise that many of those likely to have the most to offer are constrained by the demands of day-to-day management, inhibiting their ability to tackle the broader social objectives, individually and collectively. Together, Esme and Henry set aside £3 million to free some of the most dynamic and effective leaders in the community voluntary sector to do what they thought needed to be done to help build a better society. They originally selected 14 leaders from across our sector who presented exciting and brave ideas of how to do change. I was lucky enough to be one of those chosen. In addition to making individual grants, the intention from the start has been to harness the collective impact of the group of grantees. Therefore, the original cohort have designed a programme to enable them to develop and support further individuals. And maybe if anybody at the table who's part of the exchange, maybe you could stand up and make yourself known to the people. So stand up. Take a bow. Okay. They're all very shy, but very hardworking. The Exchange Summer School. In addition, the legacy included the creation of this summer school. This is the second. A festival of ideas fused with cultural content created by the cohort. So thank you, cohort. The first Exchange Summer School was held in Fermanagh last year. And building on the success of it, we were delighted to welcome the second Exchange Summer School to here, to this beautiful, historic, ancient city of ours that we love so well. The aim of the summer school is to provide much-needed space for thinkers, doers and decision-makers from Northern Ireland and beyond to create and explore new perspectives on old problems and renew their confidence in the power and the possibility of change. We have a wide range of speakers conversing with us on a wide range of themes, and we thank them for travelling here today. For Exchange Funding 2015, there's a new and exciting element to the summer school this year, and it's the potential of applying to being awarded a grant to the value of £10,000. We have three grants that are going to be invested in three individuals sparked from an idea or a conversation that will be part of this summer school. The details of the awards will be provided tomorrow at 2 o'clock. After we have spent 2 days conversing. So I hope you've all brought your walking shoes and your dancing shoes. You'll need the walking shoes for the Hilderdairy and you'll need the dancing shoes for tonight at Culturland. And we might have a Strictly, you never know. But we're going to use this time to reflect. Reflection is always critical to any process like this. This feels like an opportune time to thank our two main funders, Esme Fairbairn Foundation and the Henry Smith Charity. Their support is hugely valued. I would now like to welcome our chair for the 2 days, Denzil McDaniel. We threw Denzil into the deep end last year and to a very deep-seated settee. So we're having him upright today on a kitchen table. And I'm glad to say he confidently took on the challenge and we were really so impressed. We invited him back and he said yes, and we were delighted to chair our conversations over the next 2 days. Denzil was the editor of the Fermanagh Reporter for 27 years, and his experience, wisdom and perspectives fit perfectly with the overall exchange theme. So we're delighted to have Denzil as a central part of the summer school. So, Denzil, the kitchen table is all yours. Thank you.